Is a Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
Good afternoon on this National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. My name is Julian Taylor. I'm a Toronto-based musician and have been putting out music for the last few decades. Have you noticed the growth of the Indigenous fashion world in recent years? I have. Indigenous designers have had their fashions on runways from Toronto to New York to London, Paris, Milan. One of the driving forces behind Indigenous fashion in this country and abroad is Sage Paul. Sage is the executive and artistic director of Indigenous Fashion Arts. That's coming up. In the meantime, if you want to hear more conversations with my co-hosts Kim Wheeler and January Rogers, please head over to adaytolisten.ca. A Day to Listen is presented in partnership with the Gord, Downey, and Cheney Wenjack Fund. I'm one of your hosts, Julian Taylor.
Have you ever felt anything at all? What's that so soul? When we both know that I'm going to fall.
Radio stations throughout Canada join together to promote listening, learning, and taking reconciliation action. Join us at adaytolisten.ca.
Bonjour, Saigon. This is A Day to Listen. I'm Julian Taylor. We're broadcasting on hundreds of radio stations throughout Turtle Island on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. How have you engaged with the 94 calls to action with the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation? If you aren't familiar with them, today is a good day to take a read of them and see how you can turn reconciliation into reconciliation and get to know your Indigenous neighbors. Throughout the day, we have been bringing you thoughtful conversations with Indigenous people throughout this country. I'm one of your hosts, Julian Taylor.
is a day to listen. A day to elevate the voices of Indigenous peoples in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. For more information, visit adaytolisten.ca. Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
I'm Julian Taylor, and up next on A Day to Listen, I speak with Sage Paul. Sage is a member of English River First Nation, and she is passionate about Indigenous fashion and authentic representation on the fashion runways of the world. Stay tuned to find out more.
sciences, long-haired freaking people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hand and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, outstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that, huh? Me working for you. Anybody caught trespassing will be shot on sight. So I jumped the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell it to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Signs, signs everywhere, a sign blocking up your scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read the sign? Oh, I say now, mister, can't you read? You got to have a certain tie to your seat. You can't watch, no, you can't eat. You ain't supposed to be. And the sign says you got to have a membership card to get inside. Sign says everybody welcome, come in and kneel down and pray. Then the pastor ran a plate at the end of it all, and I didn't have a penny to pay. So I got me a pen and a paper, and I made up my own little sign. I said, thank you, love, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine. Oh, signs, signs, everywhere signs, rocking up the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read?
It's up to us to acknowledge the true history of this land and take meaningful action toward reconciliation. A Day to Listen is about amplifying Indigenous voices, sharing Indigenous art and culture, and preserving Indigenous stories for future generations. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And where down we go, go, go. Come as we are. down we go.
Taking a day to listen. For more, visit adaytolisten.ca.
Sunday, always hard to get to sleep in. Weird noises are implying threats on cold sheets of sway. We'll be right back.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen. As a musician, I'm always looking for clothes that are going to make a statement on stage. My favorite pieces on my body happen to be things that have been passed down to me. For example, right now, on my left hand, I am wearing my uncle's turtle ring on my thumb and my grandfather's eagle ring on one of my other fingers. I also wear my grandfather's rings across my chest as a necklace at all times, and inherited my uncle's deerskin vest, which is a little bit big for me, but it looks pretty awesome anyway. Driving Indigenous fashion in Canada is Sage Paul. She is the executive and artistic director of Indigenous Fashion Arts Festival, a biennial show in Toronto. But she also supports other Indigenous fashion initiatives between shows.
We've reached this point where Indigenous fashion is very prominent. We're seeing it on major red carpets like the Oscars. I watch designers who come to our runway, and it's their first time on our runway. Actually, I just saw one designer, Yana Menta. He was at IFA this past spring, and I just saw that he's going to be at New York Fashion Week next. So building this platform, it does have that impact. It shows our community members and gives the experience that we have our own space and that the potential is big. You do have the opportunity to be on those mainstream runways. And so, yeah, I feel that it is a very big accomplishment. And to get to be a part of that is very rewarding. And so thinking about IFA Indigenous Fashion Arts, to ensure that it continues as a solid foundation for our community. So what is the growth in that? So working with my board of directors to figure out what that is. We're working on going to Milan next spring, which is looking at more of that international trade and creating visibility for our people. The next Indigenous Fashion Arts, working on it for 2026. We're already starting. We're biennial, but looking at a new format so that we're always serving our communities in ways that are relevant to now. So things always have to change. And so then that also comes with succession. You know, who is going to be able to come in and lead IFA?
Thinking about new ideas and new ways of doing things are so important for growth of self and of industry. One of the things that you can do to help move reconciliation forward is to go buy authentically made Indigenous clothing. I'm Julian Taylor. I'll be back shortly.
Live from the CJ 92 studio.
For Toolshed Brewing, beer and barbecue, only 10 minutes from downtown. Book an event for up to 200 people at the tap room. Learn more at toolshedbrewing.com.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game, The Traitors Canada. New episode tonight at 8 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
Interest rates have finally started coming down for the first time in 4 years. Now is the time to use a flexi line from Capital Direct to take control of your plans and finances
and make it happen. Maybe it's that renovation you've been thinking about
or investing in a new property.
If you could borrow $80,000, $280,000, or even $2.8 million, how would you invest in yourself, your life, and your future?
Find out why Canadians have been trusting Capital Direct for decades.
Call Capital Direct today at 1-800-NEW-CAPITAL.
CapitalDirect.ca.
Attention Save On Food shoppers, we have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
Oh, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from
SelloutVacations.com.
You've been injured, you've been hurt.
It takes seconds for an accident to happen, and your life is changed forever.
Getting the compensation you deserve is not a favor. It's a right.
Call us today for your free consultation at 1-800-567-HURT.
And get Canada's largest personal injury firm fighting for you.
1-800-567-HURT. Diamond and Diamond.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15 until October 6th, dine-in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
When it comes to healthcare, nurses are the frontline warriors, but they're facing battles of their own.
I'm your nurse. Let me help you.
United Nurses of Alberta says it's time for more than just a Band-Aid solution. Nurses need respect, resources, and safe staffing.
I'm doing everything I can to get you what you need.
Join the fight for our nurses, because patching up won't cut it anymore.
I can't be everywhere all at once.
Visit neednurses.ca to support our nurses. A message from United Nurses of Alberta.
Your workdays on CJ92 are always comfortable, thanks to Action Furnace. Making home comfort a reality starts at actionfurnace.ca.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
A September to remember here at Century Downs Racetrack and Casino.
Including the massive Fall into Fortune cash draw at the end of this month with a total of $12,000 to be given away. See guest services for details.
Plus, we're introducing Late Nights at the Downs with hot seat draws 5 nights a week. And to make your evening even better, enjoy our great late night food specials.
Why gamble with your good time? Head for Century Downs Racetrack and Casino.
Home of the nicest folks around.
That's us.
Welcome to the Winner's Zone.
At Calgary Co-op, we know you want more this fall. More crisp air, more changing colors, more comfort food, and of course, more for your dollar. That's why we're bringing our members more every day. More savings through the app, exclusive pricing, and earnings on every purchase, including 6 cents back on every liter of fuel. So get more from your fall with your Calgary Co-op. Earn 2 cents per liter as Calgary Co-op bonus cash and 4 cents per liter as annual member earnings. App download and registration required. Visit calgarycoop.com for terms and conditions.
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a CAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star tonight at 9 on CTV.
CJAY-FM, Calgary, an iHeartRadio station. CJ92 rocks.
I rode her off for the 10th Sunday.
amplifying Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation began as Orange Shirt Day. It was inspired by residential school survivor Phyllis Webstad's story and how on her first day of residential school, she was forced to remove her colorful orange shirt and put on the drab uniform of the so-called school. This is why we wear orange shirts on this day, to remember and honor residential school survivors and the children who never made it back home. We ask you to imagine if these were your children, but also you should imagine if that happened to your mom or your dad or your grandparents. How would you feel then? My name is Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen.
I'm buried in.
CJ 92 rocks.
We'll be right back. the coast.
Sage Paul is an urban Dene Saulnier woman based in Toronto and a member of the English River First Nation. Her ethos centers around family, sovereignty, and resistance for balance. Sage is the executive and artistic director of Indigenous Fashion Arts, which she also co-founded. She has been instrumental in establishing and leading projects for Indigenous artists working in fashion, crafts, textiles, and through several projects. Sage talks about her early life in fashion.
I grew up in Scarborough in Gabriel Dumont, which is native housing. It's geared to income housing for native families. And definitely it was so important for who I am today, because getting to live there, I had access to culture and to our traditions and our practices, you know, more than I think what my dad and mom would have been able to do by themselves. I was surrounded by people who looked like me, people who have similar lived experiences I do. And then we moved downtown to Toronto when I was 13. Well, I went to college at George Brown College, and I was able to get a summer student job at the Imaginative Film Festival. And so so I was able to see even more the way that my teachings and my upbringing, how that is a part of this bigger society that we're a part of. And I was doing fashion since I was a little girl. I was in Gabriel Dumont. Uh-huh. We were making, we'd do workshops, and we would be making jewelry, do beadwork, making hand drums, making our regalia for powwow. Also, my mom is a designer and a seamstress herself, and so she taught me how. We always had materials around as a kid, so I was always doing that. So when I was working at Imaginative, I was still in fashion school at the time, and they let me know about costume design, which I had no idea. I mean, I've been watching TV my entire life and watching movies, but never had it cross my mind that hey, there's someone that has the creative vision in terms of that clothing and the design. And I really thought about fashion in terms of expressing myself and expressing who I am and making my own clothes. So to get to see this other side of the potentials for fashion was really exciting. And the staff and the board at Imaginative really encouraged me. They introduced me to other filmmakers, and as, hey, you can do costume design here. And, you know, I was like, at the time, like Kent Monkman and Dennis Goulet asked me to do costume design on their works. And yeah, I was so young, I didn't realize who they were. I mean, in terms of like their prominence and their recognition, and to get to do that was such a gift.
Yahweh, and thank you, Sage, for sharing your gifts and for making space for others to share theirs. That's it for me. But next hour, our producer for A Day to Listen, Kim Wheeler, will be here to share more empowering stories from Indigenous Canada. To hear the full conversations with all of our guests, please head over to adaytolisten.ca. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Julian Taylor. Nyawe for joining me.
is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Kim Wheeler.
Anine, hello. I'm Kim Wheeler, and this is A Day to Listen. Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is a day to remember, to learn, and to honor residential school survivors and the little children who never made it home. We have been bringing you conversations and stories about Indigenous people all day today, and I hope you have been not only enjoying them, but also learning things about Indigenous people that you may not have known before. I'm going to be with you for the next 4 hours, so maybe I should tell you a bit about myself. I live in Winnipeg, what I like to call the heart of Turtle Island. I'm Anishinaabe and Mohawk, and I'm a 60 Scoop survivor. I have been sharing positive Indigenous stories in both the mainstream and Indigenous media since, well, let's just say a really long time. I was honored to be asked to host and produce A Day to Listen by the Executive Director, Sarah Medanick, of the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund, who are bringing you this special programming today on the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation.